We're doing the Sefer Amidot. We're up to page Reish Samach Gimel, the bottom of Reish Samach Gimel, the 14th chapter of Shaar Avodat Elokim in the Sefer Amidot. That's the final chapter. Wow, so we'll end the Shaar in time for ending this man. Beautiful. Completion. Okay. Now we'll say in short what we can. With regards to the two concepts we've been discussing, serving Hashem for the proper intent and the improper intent. And we discussed the different examples. A guy who learns how to keep Torah just so he could tell people you're wrong, that's not permitted. We discussed that you could even learn Torah for the wrong intentions. You should know that service among people is divided to three types. One is a servant that's really upsetting. He's a servant whose sole interest is his own gain. And he's not thinking of the boss's interests. And if he can find a way to benefit himself, even if it hurts his master to and fro, you'll see him doing it swiftly. Because his whole intent is to attain what's good for himself. And before we continue to the second type of servant, I want to pause and point out an application of this that can be the same in yeshiva. Because when a person comes to yeshiva, he's focused on building himself. Well, if he's focused on building himself, so then it's all about me. And that could really cause a person to grow in a warped way. I remember when I started learning in Kollel, I once had a conversation with my parents, and I told them that I think it's very difficult to remain healthy psychologically in the situation of being in Kollel. Why? Because if you're learning and someone else is footing the bill, so you should be uncomfortable about it. If you spend your life uncomfortable about it, then you're not growing, because you're dealing with the fact that you're uncomfortable. But if you're not uncomfortable about it, then you're not healthy. So you have to play this balance where you tell yourself what I'm doing is important, and they also appreciate that it's important, and they're the partners with me. But then if you overlook the fact that they're doing you a favor, then again you're in an unhealthy place. So you have to maintain that balance, and the same is true in yeshiva. When I was in yeshiva, so Friday night I'd eat the meal, and a half hour later I was back hitting the books and then going to sleep. And people would tell me, don't you think a normal person has to sing? And I'd say, yeah, when I'll have a family, I'll sing. Right now I have the opportunity to take advantage of the time and learn. I'm learning. There are times, and in those times you have to be able to appreciate what's my duty, what's my job. But part of our job in yeshiva is to also grow as human beings. And it's not only about me. It's about me learning to be able to benefit others. I'm learning a Torah that's supposed to tzaddik it says, right, that's one pasuk. But then there's another pasuk. It says, what's the beginning of the pasuk? The shenim rananim yayu yafriach. No. There's another pasuk. It says that the Torah is yafriach, will make others blossom. The Torah is not only about my blossoming, it's also my helping others to blossom. And that's why within the yeshiva walls, a person has to find a way to be good to others too. It's not only about me. I always say, if you show up to learn and you don't know if your roommate is sick, you don't know if your chavrus is ill, you're not learning Torah. You're learning a secular subject, because learning Torah is about caring about the other guy. And if he's not next to me at davening, running over to his room and seeing, is he sick? Should I bring him breakfast? And if I'm not doing that, I was once in a yeshiva 3 weeks. After 3 weeks, I left. Because when I got there, so I was the new boy on the block. Everyone else knew everyone. But I was bringing food for the sick every Friday night, Shabbos morning. And after 2 weeks, seeing that no one else was bringing food from the sick from the lunchroom, I said, I'm not learning with these people. This isn't Torah. Packed my bags and left. So it's not only about the service of Hashem in a global sense, it's in the yeshiva confines as well. So one type of person is focused on what's in it for me. And that's obviously not the right type of person. Hasheni, the second type, is Eved Maskil Neman Ruach. He's a trusted servant. Ovedet Avodav Be'ava Keven Ovedet Aviv. He does things with love, like a son who's serving his father. V'lo Yerab Lo Kim Tovat Rabo. And his thoughts are focused on being dedicated to the boss. V'lo Yitatzev Kim Biyot L'Rabo Derech Otzev. He's only sad if something saddens the boss. Az Yecham Levavo Yitmamer V'Yitabel Ad Asher Yifkir Tatzmo Levilti Chashov Mu'uma B'Inyanav. So then he's all upset, and he has totally erased himself. He doesn't exist. Kim B'Inyanei Adonav. He's only focused on the master. V'gamim Nimtza Derech Asher M'Avodotot Adonav Yuchal Malet Yado L'Shatef Pagam Avodoto Yanach Yado Mizeh. And even if he has something where he could benefit, he's not interested in that. Ki lo yaleh alibo kol mu'uma lakacht et atzmo al zichrono. Because he never thinks of himself. You have women like that. They could be dedicated to the family, and they don't care for themselves. They could forget to eat. They could forget to drink. They could forget to take care of their basic necessities. They're so dedicated to their husband or to the family. Ki kol rayonei levavo kol yom yegu rak leitametz betovat rabo uvavadato. Because his focus is just, what am I doing for the boss? Kemaaseh Yaakov Avinu alav ha-shalom. You see, this is how Yaakov Avinu behaved. Ki sam latzmo adarim levado v'yiten biyad banav v'lo shatam al tzon navan. Yaakov Avinu has his own flocks, and instead of seeing how his flocks could mate with Lavan's flocks, and then genetically he will have more flocks that are his own. Again, the divide between Yaakov and Lavan was such, the agreement was that you look at which sheep are white and they belong to Lavan, and those that are striped belong to Yaakov. So once some striped sheep were born, instead of Yaakov letting the spotted sheep mate with the white sheep, and this way he would have more wealth, no, Yaakov right away sent his children far away and set up a separate corral, a separate location for his own sheep. He was focused, how can I be the best servant to Lavan? Hashlishi. But what's the third servant? What we might call the balanced servant. The servant who's focused on doing what's right, he's working for his master. But if he can find a way that he himself will benefit together with the master, where the boss won't lose from it, so then he tries to help himself as well. So those are the three types of people. And this is where we'll pick up Ezra Hashem tomorrow morning. We'll get there. It's a long thought. Tomorrow morning, we'll pick up here. Yeah. If you're not here tomorrow, catch it online.